Well, listen, guys, there's a lot of hope. Maybe there's some hope after we go through our radio film review this week from last weekend's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So let's get to some of the keys from last weekend's game as we start with Brian Westbrook here on Radio Film Review. B, take it over.
Speaking of hope, we got to hope to see a lot of these plays. This first play is two plays here, and all both to the same guy, Travis Fogle. Had a heck of a game last week. Continues to be a stellar receiver for the Eagles. Really the only receiver that we can count on these last few weeks. Second quarter, right around a 13-yard line. Now, this is an easy route. Pitch and catch, Carson Wentz. Great timing on the throw. Carson starts in the shotgun. Fulgham at the bottom of our screen on the right side, right near the Steelers' sideline. And it's a simple out, 18-yard out right here against Joe Hayden, one of the better cornerbacks in the league. Now, this is a difficulty in his throw. Underneath Travis Fulgham, you have a safety. Over the top is Joe Hayden. Pin-perfect throw. Pinpoint perfect for Carson Wentz in the pocket. Great protection. Steps up, delivers the ball. 20-yard gain on the sideline. Travis Fulgham, great route. We're going to need some plays like that from Travis Fulgham today. The second route, we go to the third quarter here. And again, this actually, D-Gun, this play is going to remind you of the play that Chase Claypool actually scored on. Travis Fulgham in the slot. Cover two for the Steelers. And what you have to do against cover two is you have a man-to-man route. In this case, it's a cornerback. They're a nickel. But in our case, it was a linebacker. Travis Fulgham goes up and makes the catch right in the middle of the field. 31-yard catch. This is one of the finest throws that I've seen from Carson Wentz. Steps up in the pocket and delivers the ball. He's not wide open, but he throws the ball into the right place. Perfect placement, accurate throw, great catch from Fulgham. Now, he should have been hit. I don't know what happened to the safety. They should have hit him, but he makes the contested catch. I appreciated that. I hope to see more of those throws and catches from Carson Wentz and Travis Fulgham. If we want to win this game, we have to start fast. Travis Fulgham will go a long way towards that.
So with that, again, being radio film review, and we have the option of looking at the video here as Brian is doing this. And the thing that stands out to me is, number one, Carson Wentz trusts Travis Fulgham.
Oh, yeah.
So because on the first play, underneath, Zach Ertz had a lot of room. And that's his favorite target, as we know. But he decided to take that one a little bit over the top and get that big completion along the sideline. And the one in the middle here on this second play that you're breaking down here, three Pittsburgh Steelers right there in the play.
Right there.
Right there in the play. The concentration with the defender, his primary defender, face guarding him, not turning around, not playing the ball. So he's playing the man and playing his actions, his body language of what he's going to do, trying to go up there and catch and knock him off before the ball gets there or put his hand up. And then the other two right there, squeezing that football in there. That's a great throw by Carson Wentz, as you mentioned. Greater concentration by the rookie, the young guy, getting in there and getting that catch.
You just mentioned something really important. There's three guys around Travis Fulgham in the middle of the field. You have one-on-one out here on the edge with Greg Ward. One-on-one with the D-back. This is where you're supposed to throw the ball.
With a step.
Yeah, with a step. When you have this type of confidence in Fulgham, you take these chances. That's the interaction. That's the confidence, the continuity that these two have built over these last couple weeks. He could have had a very easy throw down here for Greg Ward, and quite honestly, may have been a touchdown if he throws in a ball, because Greg Ward is two steps behind the defender. He didn't get it to him. Great catch and catch, 31 yards for Travis Fulgham. D-Gun, come on, man.
What?
We need more of that.
I agree.
You got to have some hope.
I agree.
Have some hope.
Oh, Travis Fulgham has like 20 catches a day for 200 yards.
There you go.
To be honest with
couple
you.
Couple of scores.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See, am I bringing your spirits back up?
A little bit.
I feel a little bit.
All right, you know what?
That's music.
Sit back, put your hand on the microphone, let the vibe flow through.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't even need to look at my plate. Because the day after the game, I woke up in a cold sweat, and I'm thinking, what you doing, Doug? See, remember I talked about variables at the top of this show?
Yes.
The one variable that concerns me the most is Doug Peterson making strategic decisions. And it goes to that Chase Claypool touchdown situation.
Okay.
That man said after the game he lined up in that situation and that 35-yard touchdown to seal the win. He was in a spot in a slot he had never played before. He's yelling out, what do I do here? Roethlisberger is telling him, and whole defense, just do this. Okay? Now, you see Mikal Roby Coleman? He's telling him, get back.
He's pointing his
He's waving,
to go.
Get back. He now, knows they're playing. They're playing too high safety, okay?
Yep.
Now, where is Rodney McLeod? Where is Rodney McLeod on this play? Look what he does. He miscalculates. He takes two steps the wrong way. By the time he realizes what's happening, it's too late.
Yeah.
It's game over. Lights out.
He should be sinking.
Big Ben saw that matchup and went right to it. And all, look, and I understand that Gary was standing there thinking it may be a run. But look at that man. He didn't even put a move on him. He just ran past.
There's no backs in the backfield. What is Gary doing?
Man,
I
could
have. There's no running
back. Me, you, and Devon could have caught that pass. Oh, we could have made that move on Nate Gary, okay? Now, here's the thing that bothers me the most. After the game, your coach said, I didn't want to burn a timeout in that situation. Hold up. When you see something like that, you want to reset your defense. You want to talk about situations, scenarios. What do you mean you don't want to burn a timeout?
Yeah, that don't make any sense.
You got to call a timeout and get reset.
Doug said that or Jim Schwartz?
That was Doug after the game. I don't want to burn a timeout. After looking at the film, I don't want to burn a timeout.
And then Jim Schwartz put it on him during the week when he said,
yes,
that's Doug's thing.
Yeah, you see that?
Burn the timeout. Because if you don't burn the timeout, it won't matter. You might not even need it after that.
If you burn the timeout, there's a good chance that play may not have happened.
That's right.
They might have had to settle for three instead of getting seven. Okay? So I'm saying Doug making these play decisions, he made one that we all said, what? When he didn't go for it on 4th-and-12 against Cincinnati. Previously leading up to this on a 4th-and-5 at the Steelers 39, he decides to punt the ball.
Yeah, that was
now funny. You 10 or 14 on third down.
Yes.
And you didn't go for it in that situation. You gave them the ball back and look what happened. Okay? So Doug, I don't know what's happening here, but you making a lot of people who have not already lost faith in you lose faith every week.
Yeah.
And in a situation like this, so between Doug and Jim Schwartz, I'm not comfortable with what's going on here. You see what I'm saying?
I do see what
you're saying. You sitting there looking at the play with your mouth hanging open.
Wide open.
It's hard to believe. This is the thing that I'm having a hard time believing. We know we're playing a Hall of Fame quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes!
Two-time Super Bowl champion. So at some point, just playing your base coverages and showing him before the snap shouldn't even be in the equation.
Thank you.
Why can't you stem to certain things? Why can't you adjust and shift into this cover two? If you're going to play base cover two, start out in the cover three look. Start out in the man-to-man look.
Thank you.
And at least make him earn it.
Thank you.
At this point, he lines up here.
Now, look at Nate Gary's first step. Once Claypool gets even to it. Look.
What is Nate Gary doing?
Don't. He's dead to rights, right there.
You mentioned Nate Gary may be playing the run. Well, guess what? There's no running backs in the backfield.
Exactly.
Who does he think is running the ball?
Big Ben.
I mean, this is a
comedy right.
of
errors.
How's he running?
You're right.
The sticks are too far away for him to be running for.
But
first
here's
down.
The thing. Look at Nikhil Roby Coleman. He's waving his arm.
Slide over.
His arm about to come out of the socket.
The other part
is
third and
get
seven.
Back.
Nate Gary, even if he catches the crosser in front of you, the one thing that you don't want to do defensively, to do defensively, is give up the big play. If he catches it and we tackle, okay, fourth down. I can't give up the big. The one thing I can't do is give up this play. This is the play. In cover two, this middle linebacker, he's responsible for the whole back middle of the field. This cornerback, Rodney McLeod, is responsible for this area. I don't know who this is. He's responsible for the top area.
I got him flustered.
The linebacker, Gary, is responsible for the middle of the field. He's middle. That's why he has to get running. That's Derek Brooks back in the Tampa coverage. He has to get on this horse and run and protect this area. Terrible play here. But even if you do all those things right, Claypool still probably catches the football.
In front of you.
In front of you. That's the right
Not
thing.
Behind you running a seam route.
It's just frustrating to watch that. In a critical situation, 3rd-and-7, Jim Schwartz calls a timeout there. Different type of set. Different play. Different defense there. Or if you stem to that defense. Or how about you say, Claypool is the only one that's hurt us all day. We're going to just double team him.
I want to thank you for extending the discussion on this particular play because I just wanted to hear my theme music a little bit more.
Yeah,
that's the only reason
I'm sorry.
That was a radio film review
from
Brian Westbrook and Derek Gunn. Great breakdown from the guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.